Let's just bow our heads.
准备开始了，让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we get into your word,
主啊，当我们来看你的话语的时候，
give us wisdom and understanding.
求你给我们智慧，给我们悟性。
Help us to realize what is good and what is the best.
让我们了解什么是好的，什么是最好的。
Help us to be able to see the difference between evil and good.
让我们能看出来善和恶之间的不
同。We're living in a day when they're calling evil good and good evil.
因为我们活在一个称善为恶、称恶为善的时代。
But Lord, we want your word.
但是主啊，我们想要你的话语。
Because your word is going to last forever.
因为你的话语会存到永远。
Amen.
And so today, Lord, just be with us in a special way.
所以主，求你今天特别
的
和我们同在。
Defeat the powers of the enemy.
这真的是打败敌人
的势力。We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen.
I'm going to review a little bit because I doubt if you remember a whole lot of what I talked about the last time.
上一期讲了很多，我不知道你们还记不记得。
But I'm talking about that great adventure of life.
我们讲到生命的一个冒险，一个。
It starts at birth.
是从我们生命出生就开始的。
It is a desire to pursue satisfaction.
是因为我们要在生命中寻得满足。
What satisfies a newborn baby?
一个是像一个新生的孩子对这个世界的好奇，这样我们来寻求。
Milk.
一个新生的孩子，婴儿他最喜欢的是什么呢？就是奶。
They may cry.
他们可能会。
And they'll look for the nipple.
然后他们可能会找那个。
But finally, when they get it, it's.
然后他们一旦开始接到那个奶瓶或者妈妈的那个开始喝奶的时候，他们就好高兴。
They're pursuing satisfaction.
他们在寻求满足。
And it begins there, and it doesn't stop unless we stop at the cross.
我们的满足一直就是不能真正得到满足，直到我们来到主耶稣的十字架前。
Now, you notice that baby wanted the milk, which is a substance.
那个婴孩想喝奶，这个奶是包含什么呢？
That means something that satisfied them. It wasn't air.
这个空气也不是别的东西不能满足这个
婴孩。And at that age, it wasn't the mama petting them or loving them. No, no.
也不是妈妈抱着他们爱他们。
They had to have the substance called milk.
他们必须要有那种称为奶的东西，他们才能满足。
And so you see, from the very beginning, man has to have a substance that satisfies him.
所以呢，从人被造开始，人就需要一种东西，可以让他们得到满足。
Now the inner man, the soul, and so forth, was not made for us to have substance in the world, but substance with God.
所以呢，我们人呢要得到满足，不是因为从这个世界上的物质，而我们要从神那边来的，才能让我们真正得到满足。
But we go on to find whatever can give us the substance to make us satisfied.
我们人呢，就是在不断的寻求能够让我们满足的东西。
You know that's what a drug addict does.
这就是为什么那个就是吸毒的人，他们
They're almost going crazy.
他们可能都要发疯了。
Until they get that drug.
他们在没有得到这个毒品之前，
suddenly that substance in that needle.They feel satisfied.
当他们一旦那个毒品注射到他们身体的时候，他们就觉得好满足啊。
Satisfied with what?
他们是用什么？他们以什么来满足呢？
In a little while, they're going to be like the same thing again, trying to find that substance again.
他们过了一阵又不满足了，他们又要去寻找那个满足。
So all your life,
所以我们整个
whether you know it or not,
不管你意识到还是没意识到，
you've been searching for something to satisfy you.
你在寻求一个让你能满足的东西。
Bless your hearts. Before you got married, you thought if I get that husband,
你结婚之前可能觉得哦，如果我能跟这个
人结婚 I'll have that substance that will satisfy me.
我就会有那个可以让我满足的东西。
Then you got married.
然后你结婚了。
And you found out, some found out that that was, but others found out that's not what I need to depend on.
然后有些人就发现，哎呦，这个可不是我能依靠的，不是让我满足的。
And many, many people.Find their substance in their children.
还有很多人呢，他们的满足好像要从他们的孩子而来。
They live for their children.
他们就是为他们的孩子而活。
That's what fills them up.
那就是让他们心里能够满足的，能够。
And so they go on, but you know, children have a way of pulling away from us.
但是你知道孩子长大他就要远离你了。
Or they have a way of their own will.
或者他们有自己的意志。
And we find out after a while that isn't enough.
然后过一阵我们就觉得这个孩子也不足够满足我们。
So certainly a beautiful home would fill me up.
所以有的人就说、哎、我要有一个很漂亮的家可能会让我很满足。
I shouldn't say me because a beautiful home looks like dusting every day, cleaning every day, sweeping every day. No, no, that's not my cup of tea.
对我来讲那个不是让我满足因为我
想想把房子
就要打扫卫生但是对很多人家
house,
他们说哎呦有个豪宅
to fix it up nice,
所以把这个家里弄得
漂亮 to have people come say, oh, but you've got a lovely home.
然后有人过来客人来你家就称赞你说你家好漂亮啊
So you feel like that's what fills you up.
有的人觉得说哎我有个这个豪宅
So then you put your love and desire on your home.
所以呢他就把他这个觉得让他满足就是他的家
They come out with some very beautiful new colors for the kitchen.
然后他们那个厨房就有一个很漂亮的颜色一个新
Oh, that would look so good in my kitchen.
他说哦这个颜色跟我的厨房很配
And I know you're not Americans, but that's what Americans are like.
那美国人是这样他们特别喜欢弄厨房
I've got to have that color.
哎我一定要用那个颜色的
Nothing wrong with the stove.
那个厨
Nothing wrong with the refrigerator.
炉子跟那个冰箱都没有什么问题。
And before you know it, they put all new utilities in.
他们孩子那个东西也没事也没坏，他们就换成新的厨具。
But then sometimes that after a while wears old too.
但是过了一阵呢，这个新的这个厨具也变老了。
So there is a constant something in us yearning to have this satisfaction.
所以在我们心里不断的有这种对这种满足的寻求。
Do you know what some of the wealthy women end up with their satisfaction?
你知道有些很富有的这些女人，她们
not all the money, not all the houses.
她们最后让她们满足的不是说她们的财富，不是她们的房子
，but liquor.
而是让她们最后她们以什么来做满足？就是
hard drinks.
她们就喝很多，就是从那个
They start in the morning and they go clear to the night to find that satisfaction.But they still don't find it.
他们就是从早到晚的喝酒，但是他们想要发现那种满足，但是还是没有。
And men are driven in just the same way.
男人也一样。
So we see that this is because we were not made this way.
因为呢，我们为什么找不到满足？因为我们不是
God gave us substances so that we could live.
神给我们这些外界的物质，说就让只是让我们我们的身体。
He's given men intelligence.
他给人智力。
In fact, he said in Genesis, he said,
创世纪说
whatever man thinks, he can make.
他说现在人他所想
做的，
他就说没有做不成的。
A powers and intelligence.
所以呢，神给我们这个很高的这个思想，这个智力。
And man has been making and trying always to.Find satisfaction.
所以人就不断的制造新的东西，也一直想要想什么可以让人类得到满足。
Sometimes with a man, it's when he first starts work and his work is beginning to do well and he's beginning to succeed and oh, he feels so good. And after a while, he gets to that peak of his success, and then he begins to think, and then it begins to be over to women, or over to drink.And then it becomes gambling.
Yeah, 就是有些男人，他们比如刚开始上班的时候，刚开始工作一切都挺顺利的，他们也感觉挺满足。然后过了一阵呢，这个工作呢就到了一个瓶颈期，就好像就是没有什么可以突破的，他们就开始可能有的就转向女人，有的就转向那个饮酒，再有的后来甚至就是赌博。
And so in the Word of God, He puts up a lot of warning signs that will say.The Lord is your righteousness. The Lord is your strength.
耶和华是你的
I'm the one to lean on.
我是你所要依靠的
I'm the one that can give blessings.
我是那个可以赐福的
I can make you feel full.
我可以让你感觉满足
And when what he's asking for, he's not asking for our abilities because every ability we have.Has come through the genes that he has placed.
神要的不是说我们的能力，因为我们所有的能力都是说神所赐给我们的。
But he said, "I want you to set your affection."
神说，我想把你把你的心，把你的喜爱。
And most of the things that we found that we wanted to satisfy our life, became something that we loved, we liked. We were setting our affections on that.
就是当我们想觉得说这个东西可以满足我的时候，那个东西就会成为我们心里所寻求、我们所爱的。我们把我们的注意力都放在那件事情上。
Even our children,
就算是我们的孩子
，we put our affections on them.
我们把我们的爱都放在他们，我们的感情都放在他
们身上。You know what I've learned about children's affection when they're young?
你了解到孩子的这个感，就是他对你的爱吗？
Whenever it suits them.
不管说如果这个东西合适，他们这一阵儿他们喜欢。
Whenever they want to.
或者他们这会儿正好想要。
They may come and say, I love you.
他们可能会到里面说，哦，我爱你。
Other times they will just ignore you.
然后别的时候他们理都不理你。
Mrs. Xi's little grandchild, she and I are very close.
师母的那个外甥女跟我。
But some days,
很亲近。
Her mother said, go tell Nana good night, bye bye. No.
然后有时候她妈妈给她说，去跟妈咪奶奶说再见了。她说我才 no, 她说我不说。
And up she marches, she's not talking to Nana.
她说她就走出去说今天不要跟我说话。
Now if I set my affections on that little girl,
如果我把我的心
I would be tremendously hurt.
如果我把我的心都放在这个小孩身上，那我就会很受伤害呀。
But I know children.
但是我了解孩子。
Children are selfish.
你知道吗？孩子都是很自我中心，很自私的。
They're sort of born selfish.
他们生来就是自私的。
You have to train them out of it. You try so hard. You mustn't be selfish. You must, but they go right on.
你就想要帮助他们，一直在训练他们不要自我中心，不要自私，但是他们还是那样。
But he said, "I want you to set your affections on me."
神说，我想你把你的心放在我身上。
Now, affection is actually where we put our greatest desires, hopes. Affection is that thing that we give from deep within us.
这个他讲的这个英文词就是我们的心呢，就是我们的喜爱，就是说你里边最深的愿望跟满足，还有你的这个希望，你都放在这个人或者这件事上。
Other times God has said, "I want you to not only set your affections, I want you to, I'm first."
神在方面说，你不仅要把你的心思意念放在我身上，而且说我在你的生
活是第一位的。Way back in Moses' day,
在那个甚至在摩西的时代，在
the first commandment was what?
那个十诫的第一诫是什么？
Anybody know the first commandment?
大家不知道十诫的第一诫是什么吗？十诫的第一诫。
Well, none of us are Jews, then, are we?
我们都是那个犹太人，所以都不知道十诫的第一诫。
Love the Lord your God.
第一诫就是说要爱你的神。
You don't worship any other things.
你不要去敬任何别的东西。
Any other thing. You love me first.
你第一的要做就是爱我。
And you see, that's the only way we can really serve Him.
那就是只有这样，我们才可以真正来服侍他。
Now, Paul has told us.
In the word of God, 在神的话语里，保罗对我们说
，that there was something in him. He knew the law. He was a Jew.
保罗他自己本身是犹太人，他了解律法，但他里边他说
，and he finally said,
他最后说
，the law is nothing but a teacher that teaches you what's right and wrong.
他说律法不过是训蒙的师傅，就是告诉你一个老师一样，什么是对的，什么是错的。
But it's not. I can't always keep the law.
但是我没有办法总是遵行律法。
And he recognized that then the law became a condemner.
这样的话
，it condemned him.
这个律法好像就变成定罪的。他因为你做不到，就定你的罪。
One time he said, "Oh, what miserable man am I? I want to do right, but I still do wrong."
保罗就说我真是苦啊。他说我想我所愿意的善我反不做。
But later on, he tells us why that is.
他就告诉说他真。那有多糟糕。
Now, Jesus, when he came, took on flesh.
主耶稣来到这个世界的时候，他是取了人的样式。
And he said, I was tempted in all things just like you.
在圣经上讲到，主耶稣就像我们人一样，在各方面被试探。
Why would that be?
为什么要这样呢？
Because the flesh is so much a part of man, and it isn't.That it doesn't really want anybody to rule them.
因为呢，这个人的这个肉体这个里边，我们的血气是那么强壮，我们不想任何人来对我们说该怎么做，我们就想自己做主。
So when I say to God, "I love you, I want to serve you,"
所以对神说，我爱你，我想要服侍你。
It has to become a true commitment in my life.
这个必须要成为你生命中真正的一个委身。
And then many times, depending on you as a person, he will come and give you He will come and give you an assurance.
有的时候，看我们的神会给我们，就是给我们这种确据。
But then you start walking Christian life.
然后你开始这个过基督徒的生活的时候。
And we find out something.
我们就发现一些。
We find out that our flesh doesn't help us.
我们就发现我们的血气，我们的肉体是没有办法帮助我们这个做一个基督徒的。
And so we see here that Paul is actually telling us that we have to mortify your members which are upon the earth, your flesh. Now that means to kill it.
保罗就在这圣经上说，所以你们要致死你们的肉体。
Now you know sometimes you have thoughts that you feel you have to kill that thought.
有的时候你有一个念头，你觉得这很不好，你说我得把这个念头给消灭掉。
That's just not what you want to think those kind of things.
有的时候你并不是去想那些东西，那些念头。
I go through that a lot now.
我现在脑子里有很多，经历很多这样。
I don't think I've ever been tempted more by Satan than I am now.
我觉得我从来没像现在这样被撒旦所试探。
You're not busy. You're not running around.
你也没什么事儿。
So you're sitting there many times and thoughts come to your head.
所以你就坐在那儿，然后就有很多念头进到你思想里。
Things you don't even want to think about.
有些事你根本就不想去思想。
And I have to say, Jesus, you know that's not me. That's not my thought.
我说耶稣，你知道那个不是我。然后那个不是我的想法。
So I want to tell you that we have to. This is, he says, mortify your flesh.
所以圣经上说你要致死你的肉体。
He didn't say that God will mortify your flesh.
他没有说神致死你的肉体，而是说你要致死你的肉体。
He didn't say when you become a Christian, you take God takes something and cuts off the flesh.
他没有说你一旦成了基督徒，神就把这个肉体给你致死了。
That's why Jesus was our great example.
所以呢，为什么这就是为什么耶稣是我们最好的榜样
？A being tempted just like you and I.
他就在方面像我们一样被试探
，but not failing.
但是他却没有
showing us that man, when he puts his affection and his desires on God, can overcome.
所以就是说，我们把我们的全心都放在耶稣神的身上，我们就可以克服。
我们打开圣经了吗？哥罗西书第三章。
哥罗西书第三章。
提到刚才妈咪讲的第五节好吗？从第一节念来。
哥罗西第一章，
所以
第三章，第三章。
真与基督一同复活，
是我就当求在上面的事，那里有基督耶在右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。他们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
死是在讲我们的肉体、我们的情欲、我们的血气。基督是我们的
生命，他显现的时候，你们
也要
与他
一同显现在荣耀里。
所以要使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。
先到这里，好，他再往下面讲了哈，上面讲到思想，妈咪就讲到说，他的思想是一个被试探的一个，很容易被试，就会想一些不是他要想的啊。所以说，你们要思念上面的事。OK， 我们从这里开始。
Go ahead.
Okay.
Where was I?
Verse 5, you could talk about it, and then you go off.
Okay, so we see that even Jesus, his flesh was,
就是主耶稣在他的,
was still human.
他在世上的时候他还是完全的人。
That's why the word of God said he was man and God.
所以圣经上说的是他是完全的人。
The flesh was man, the spirit was God.
他的那个灵是神的灵，但他的那个肉体是人的。
Now he says,
那个是躯体。
Now I want you to notice that he recognizes the weakness of man.
他神知道，耶稣知道我们这个肉体的软弱。
Now I don't want to sound sacrilegious, but I believe that Jesus was a man.
我相信耶稣是人。
And he knew when the women were probably making sort of, what do you call it?
就是在
passes at him or whatever you want to call it.
就是因为他是男人嘛，那当女人就是该对他表现好感、献殷勤的时候。
He probably knew what it was to look at a beautiful woman.
他可能也知道那种看到一个很美丽的女人的这种试探。
He knew what it was for women or woman to care for him.
他也了解就是被女人照顾。
He had always
或者在意他。
They were those that he worked with spiritually.
但是他总是在
He did not give. You said he wouldn't be God. Oh, you know. recognize that Adam was pure.
Eve
was pure. They were made in the image of God. But when they came up face to face with these temptations, they failed. When Satan came up against the temptation of wanting to be like God, he failed. So we have to recognize that these are some of the things that you and I may have to face. Now, I've learned something about the flesh. Not everyone is tempted in the same way. So far, I'm not tempted by a man. I count myself blessed. But the flesh is weak in some other ways. Here he tells us that feeling for a man and fornication and sexual desires, you're going to have to kill those desires. Because they are part of your flesh.
That's why
our young people are so steeped in sex. Because they're not careful, they don't kill it, they just let those feelings
go.
Then he said, uncleanness, which is in our thoughts and imagination. I don't know if the Lord blessed me, or if he cursed me. But I had an imagination from the time I was little. I could make up stories. I could do scenarios. All of this because I was an only child. I was alone a lot. And the Lord knows.
But
even today, I'm not talking about sexual or bad. You know, imagination sometimes, or a lot of times I'm solving problems. And everything's all right now because I've solved that problem. My imagination. But many people with their imaginations and their thoughts are not clean. And he said, you've got to kill those feelings by turning away from them and turning to me. Then he talks about inordinate affections. Inordinate affections. I wonder what that was. I wondered what that was really. It's what we overdo our affection. Excess. Immoderate. It's like in drinking or in other things, we're just all out in it. That's the gambler. That's the men who always have to have women. And it's always, many of them is to excess, it's constant. He said, kill those feelings. And then he talked about evil concupiscence. I know some of these words I've had trouble with all the time.
Yeah.
So that he's talking to us about evil concupiscence, which is lust. That means not only lusting after a man, but lusting after what other people have. Lusting, you know, we can be poor. Money can be our God. As we lust after this. Many times people say, oh, it's because of the rich, I can't be this one, that, you know, they have their their excuses, but they're lusting after this.
他们可能有很多的理由借口，但实际上他们是在那个心里边是在那种有那种欲望。
And covetousness is greed.
那个贪婪我们就知道就是贪心。
That's mine.
就是那是我的。
You know, actually, I think, Jennifer's children are all that way.
我想想那个小孩子四母那个小外孙他们都是这样就贪心。
This is mine.
这是我的。
This is mine.
你看这是我的。
Darcy has a red iPad. It's an old one. And the little one, she sort of let her play with it. Until now, it is hers.
就是是不是有个什么红色的。
None of the other children.
那个孩子的壳红色的
哦一个玩具对呀 iPad 然后呢那个小的在玩现在就说这就是我的
None of the other children are supposed to touch it
别的孩子他的哥哥姐姐都不能动
And when she says when she sees they have it she starts calling Amma they got it my sister
他就看到如果他的哥哥姐姐动了他就会就叫师母说姥姥他动我的东西了
As we get older we hold thingsYou know, when some women will say to us, my husband is so tight. But that means their husband is greedy, you know. Hold what he has, not going to share it with anyone.
他说我现在好吝啬呀，就是说他很小气，就是他抓他自己的东西不想跟别人分享。
So it tells us, you have to kill that spirit.
圣经上说你要在这个致死这样的贪
婪。Now, we're not strong enough to, what shall I say, to get rid of it. But at those times, we turn from them.We ask God to give us victory. We get up and walk away. You know, some men said, it's because of the woman. Listen, Joseph, when that woman went after him, he ran.
就是说我们有的时候我们自己呢没有这样的能力。
Some of us need to learn.
这样的力量去致使这样的恶欲这样的这一切的这种贪婪的这种情绪我们就投靠神有的男的就说是那个女的我没有办法这个受不了你的诱惑但是你要投靠神就像约瑟他当时他有这样子就是面对波提法的妻子这样引诱他
He said when you have idolatry feelings and that's what you know what that is extreme admirations extreme admirations in other words you've got extreme loves
就是他们还有这种拜偶像的这种贪婪这种驱使的时候就是你对
You have reverence for that person.
很有强的就是那种占有欲
They're the dearest and the greatest. It's extreme affection.
就是一种超过这种常情的这种爱这种心意这种喜爱
So we have to understand that
所以我们要了解到
that we are fighting not against man.
所以我们的不是在跟这个属血气的
Sometimes you think you're fighting against your husband,
有时候你觉得我在跟我的先生，或者我跟我的媳妇，或者我的孩子在争斗。
They are only tools.
他们不过就是工具。
The reality of it is that Satan is using them.
真实的情况是他们背后有撒旦在利用他们。
And that is the problem. Many times, and we're going to talk about that a little more a little later.
后面我们会讲这个。
Now then, he said, now kill these.
圣经上说你要致死这些。
Now he's saying, put these off.
然后圣经上说脱去这些。
Take them off like a coat.
就像你把衣服脱了。
And this he's talking about is our attitudes and emotions.
这是讲到脱去就讲到我们的那个态度跟我们的情绪。
He's saying we need to have command of our emotions and our attitude.
我们需要就是来掌控我们的情绪跟我们的
And putting them off is turning aside from them.
就是说，他说脱去，就是说你要离开这些态度跟情绪。
Of course, the first one he mentioned is anger.
第一个他讲到脱去的是那个愤怒。
Now God knows what anger is. He was angry himself many times.
就是神当然了解这个愤怒是什么。
Somebody's annoyed.
因为他自己也生气，有的时候他会被这些所搅扰。
Or displease us, or they're hostile to us.
有些人比如对我
们态度不好，或者是。And so that comes out.
所以我们里边就有这种生气出来。
He's telling us, actually, in a very, very smart way.
神这样告诉我们。
Don't let the anger go down.
他说不要含怒到日落。
Overnight.
不要含怒，不要说过了。
Get rid of it.
你要让它过去。
Say you're sorry. Tell the Lord you're sorry. Get it out of you instead of allowing it to get hold of you.
就是说你让这个不要让这个生气掌控你，你要让它除去这个怒气。
Then he talked about wrath.
然后他讲到这个愤怒。
Now that's when anger is out of control.
那个就是那个暴怒，就是说你那个生气已经过了度了，已经不能够控制了。
My mother told me one time, my blind uncle lived with us.
我的妈妈告诉我，就是我的那个舅舅，他
was older,
他是瞎眼的。他
And sometimes he would really, really upset my mother.
他有的时候对我妈妈很生气。
She said to me, you know, one day,
有一天惹他生气。
She said I had a broom in my hand.
你妈妈？
哎呀，我妈妈手里边拿了个跳扫帚。
And she said he started on me.
然后
And something rose up to me.
The uncle had broom on your mother.
My mother.My uncle blind wouldn't do much good.
舅舅又惹他妈，我妈妈，然后我妈妈手里有个扫帚。
She said it rose up in her.
我里边就开始越来越气。
And she said I wanted to beat him with that broom.
我真是想用这扫把打他。
I wanted to hurt him.
我想要伤害他。
But you see, there she stopped herself.
然后突然她就让自己停住了。
She knew that she couldn't go on to that.
我妈妈知道说不能再这样继续下去。
Sometimes our emotions can really get very troubled.
有的时候我们的情绪会被非常的搅动。
But he wants us to be in command because he'll take care of it.
神要让我们掌控我们的情绪，因为
he'll take care of it.
他因为神会帮助我们。
He said, "Revenge is mine."
圣经上说，神人在我。
They have lied on you. They have done things to you.
他背后说的谎话。
But he said, "I will revenge you."
神说我会报应。
So we ourselves.We just take off, we just push that thing aside and just like Joseph running from it.
我们就像约瑟那样
not,
就是说
don't allow
逃离那个
现象
就不要让我总让我们自己待在那种情绪。
Then we have something else in that human nature and that's malice.
再有在我们人的那个本性里边有这种本性里面有一种这种恶毒或者
Now malice is the intention or desire to do evil to someone.
这个恶毒呢就是说你心里面有这种想法要去伤害他
I'm going to get back at them
你伤害了我我也要打回去
They cheated me I'm going to get back at them
他们这样的欺骗这样伤害我我也要打回去
And so that begins to drive us
那个就开始驱动我们
There's no satisfaction You're talking about the satisfaction is if you could hurt them
你那个满足来自于我可以打回去我可以就是
when that thought comes to your mind,
当那个要扯平了那个念头到你的脑中的时候，神对你说
，Put away.
神说你要把那个气绝
，Don't
不要再去想。
You see, we just let our emotions go.
我们要让我们的情绪。
And you might say, Oh, I can't. Oh, yes, you can.
你说我没办法让我的这个情绪消
化。You will be surprised with the help of God.
在神的帮助之下。
How when you take the first step,
当你走出第一步的，迈出第
一步的时候，He will give you the strength for the rest.
神会再加给你力量，让你继续走下去。
Of course, he said blaspheming, which is taking the name of the Lord in vain.
他这个就讲到毁谤、亵渎神。
Then he talked about filthy language.
然后讲到这个口中秽的言语。
Put that thing away. Don't do that.
弃绝这一切的事情，不要这样做。
Then he said, "Lie not." One to another.
说不要彼此说谎
Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, don't lie to one another.
因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，所以不要彼此说谎
I sort of think that's one of the hardest things.
我觉得这是一个最难的
And sometimes I have gone through, you know, somebody will say, "Oh, I'm so glad to see you," and then I'll say, "Oh, yes, I'm glad to see you," when I'm not really glad to see you.
有些人说哦，见到你真高兴，我也会说，见到你很高兴。其实我一点也不想见到他们。
And sometimes I've had to say, "Father, forgive me."
我就会说神啊，
And I
那个父神原谅我。
I even gone doesn't say, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have," you know. But anyhow, I'm very tender in my conscience.
我的那个良心是很敏感的。
那个 like this, 就像这样的情况，应该怎么？How to answer if they say, "I'm glad to see you, but you
don't really want to say that."
Well, actually, I tell you the one, the best one you could say. Well, the Lord bless you.
你的问的问题就是说，如果说有个人说高兴见到你，
Find、
你心里不想见到呢，然后那应该怎么回答呢？
Find、
他妈妈就说最好就是说哦，神祝福你。
Find something neutral to say if you're not really glad to see them.
如果你真不是说很高兴见到他们。
Anyway,
you know, it's a 学来的一种 啊，回就说人家啊问你的时候，你会有一种文化上习惯的啊。我们常常在那个商场里面呢，其实呢，他们感觉好像一个机器人的那种哈 啊你好吗？今天好不好？然后 good day good one。有时候你跟他讲说不是这个，他也跟你讲这样子，常常有一种就是已经习惯了，所以那个习惯本身呢，啊，不见得说你要说谎。但是妈咪讲到这一点呢，我很认同啊。我们尽量在我们的这个外面，他想说穿上脱下，就是外面的表态上要有跟人家不同的地方。我们不要认为说好像这个，哎，这个大家都这样子嘛，而且也是一个，我讲他问我也不是很诚心的啊，对不对？好，所以我就这样回答。但是如果我们基督徒有一个不一样的一个表态的话，一来不会让魔鬼攻击我们，因为我礼拜天讲的善跟恶是绝对的分隔的。后面那个我那天讲那个时候，后面有讲啊，说是就说是，不是就说不是。当耶稣在指责这个啊法利赛人说那个你们的父是魔鬼的时候，他就讲到这一点，他说是就是，不是就不是。所以让我们的生活里面干干净净，没有任何可以让魔鬼来。好像来攻击你的地方，好，比如说你当你跟给别人一个很文化性传统，你不是真心要问他，对方刚好在生气没有你的时候，其实本来你也不是很诚心，可是他的脸色呢怎么样，却会让你很诚心的生气，你懂我意思吗？所以类似这种事情，所以呢，我很认同妈咪说，这是个小事，或许说呀，这个有什么好担心的？不是担心，是我们很机警的，我们是分别的。那刚才妈咪说。啊，神赐福你。那我们基督徒有一个很好平安啊，我觉得我们的回笑一下，笑一下，那个就是很好的一个，就是也是要真的笑，不是像那个商场的服务员的那种面具的笑哈、啊。就是我们就是尽量用我们的一个很恩慈 kind 的这样的一个态度来给对方，这样就是我们要练习哈、啊。所以我真的是很认同，我也是在学习。以前我没有，我就不说。那这样也不好嘛，对不对？我诚实嘛，我知道你讲这个也不真心的，那我真心就是不说。我觉得这样也不看，也不恩慈哈。那我本来应该就组里面就我们应该有一个不一样的态度出来。
You know, God really wants us to trust Him.
神真的是很希望我们能够信靠他。
He's asking us to do this with those things in our life that is the things that we stumble over.
他让我们做的这些事情是
we get bad feelings over.
是说我们会跌倒，我们会在这边有不好
的情绪。Those things we try to find our substance in.
或者是我们想要在找一个替
You know, God knew during the Old Testament time.
在旧约的时候，神很了解。
He never emphasized forgiveness.
他从来没有旧约里边神没有强调这个饶恕。
I'm sure it became a cultural thing, but he never said anything aboutforgiveness when it comes to man.
但是他没有讲到在旧约里神没有怎么讲到人的时候人类的时候他没有讲到这个饶恕没有讲到很多。
But when Jesus came,
但是耶稣来到这个世间之后
that became one of the main doctrines of Jesus.
这是主耶稣的一个最主要的一个教义
If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you.
就说如果你不饶恕人我在天上我也不饶恕你
Now why the difference?
为什么会有这种不同呢？
Because under the New Testament, the New Covenant,
在这个新约之下
He has sent His Holy Spirit,
因为他已经把他的圣灵赐下
to help us to live it,
帮助我们能够活出来。
I know, and I can tell you, I can tell you that there have been times when bad feeling would come in my heart,
就我心里会有这种不好的感受
and then I would say, Lord.I don't want these.
我就跟神说，我不想。
Please forgive me.
不好的感受。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我，请你原谅我。
And in a little while, those feelings will go.
这种不好的感受就会离开。
Sometimes I
有的时候
I'm amazed at how God
我就很惊奇
will do that.
神是怎么做的
？But it's because I'm crying out.
因为我向神呼求。
Lord, you're my God. You're my substance. You're the one I depend on.
你是我的神，你是我依靠的，你是能让我满足的。
And I can tell you, it works.
那确实这个是有效用的。
I had a very sarcastic way about me.
我是很能够说那种讽刺人的话的。
I could quietly cut somebody the heart.
我可以就是不声不响的默默的把你这个
I was never a fighter.
我从来不会给你明打明的打。
But I was worse than a fighter. I was stabbing you with my hands.
我不是那种给你打到那种更糟糕，因为我可以拿把剑插到你身上，拿把刀。
But you know God had to take that from me.
但是你知道神要把这个从我身上挪拿去吗？
He had to show me that I couldn't, that wasn't what he wanted in my life.
神就是让我知道说这个他不是想让我生命中有这种东西。
And I can tell you that it's gone now.
现在这个已经离开我了。
Or at least, I think most of the time it's gone.
大部分时候，我不会再去做那种讥讽。
God can work. That's why he says, allow me to be the one that you trust, the one that you love, the one that you put at the center, the one you is your subsistence.
神说，所以呢，你容许，你让你能成，让我能成为你所要，你的中心，你可以爱，你可以信靠，你把你所有的心思都放在我身上。
So instead of lusting,
所以不是去驱使，就心里去贪恋。我们可以不是贪恋，就是那种强烈的欲望。
Oh, you say we can't be holy in this world? Yes.
有人说我们在这个世界上不可能圣洁。
You can be a very pure person.
你在这个污秽世界，你可以成为一个很洁净的人。
Those things are no longer what you want.
那些不再是你想要的。
And your life begins to take on His personality or His spirit.
你生命开始有他的特质。
And His spirit is holy.
然后有他的这个灵，就是他的圣灵是圣。
And it goes on to say.You're beloved. You have to put on these things, it says. Put on therefore. You're beloved.
在圣经上说你们是蒙爱的人，你们要穿上。
I wonder if we realize what beloved means.
我们不知道我们是不是真的了解什么叫蒙爱。
It means he knows us.
就是了解他认识我们。
He knows our bad mouth at times.
他有时候知道我们讲话不好。
He knows our inconsistency.
他知道我们不一致。
But he loves us.
但是他爱我们。
And as long as we are doing our part of trying to do these things in ourselves, the things that we can do,
就是说我们只要在尽力去做我们应该做的，就是我们能做的，我们想要去努力，这是我们所能做的。
If you lust after something, get out of the way of it.
如果你在对一些东西让你很，你就心里很贪恋，那你就远离这个东西。
If there's something that you know is going to make you angry, keep away from that.
如果有些东西让你知道会让你很生气，你远离。
And asking him to help us.
求神帮助你。
You know, many people say, oh, I can't live that Christian life.
有些人说，哎，我没法过这个基督徒的生活。
Oh, yes, you can.
你可以。
Thousands have done it.
好多人，有好多成千上万人这样活出来。
Because they put their love affections on God.
因为他们把他们的爱，把他们的心都放在神的身上。
See, when you have your affections here,
当你的心在这里的时候
and that affection breaks your heart,
当那个这个你所爱的
you go through tremendous emotional,
当你的心破碎的时候
the feelings that you feel,
然后你的心里你会经历很多
But when I've got my affections on God,
但是如果你把你的爱你的心都放在神的
身上 I can say, Lord, you know I love them, but my heart is on you.
你可以说神啊我爱他们但是我的全心都在你身上神会来到你的心里
One time when,A whole family of mine,
有一次
well, it was mother and father and child and daughter-in-law.
然后有一次我的一个朋友整个
They were
some, 儿子儿媳
She was one of the biggest workers in my church.
她是我那个教会我最主要的同工
And one Saturday they were in an accident. They all were killed.
然后他们就是出车祸，四个全死了
At first, I couldn't grasp it, and then.
然后刚开始我就没有办法。
I began to cry. I began to go from place to place.
然后从一个地方我就从一个地方走到一个地另外一个地方。
I told you before.
我给大家以前讲过。
When in the kitchen, I'm laying, put my head up against there and crying. Then I came into the dining room.
然后我就到了那个卧，就是那个主，就是那个客房。
And suddenly,
突然之间
，I said, "But I've got peace."
我突然发现我心里面竟然有平安。
Was I hurt deeply?
我还是心里很伤很难
受 Was it a tragedy?
是不是那个悲剧也是很大的一个悲剧
The one that said he would never leave us
但是那位应许我们他从来不会离弃我们的
Brought peace to my heart
他把平安放在我里边
That probably is my best friend at that period of life
那个平安可能是那个去世的这个姐妹是我最好的朋友
You see, if we will do our part,
只要我们尽到我们应该做的那个部分
，if we will come, we try, we fail sometimes.
我们努力，我们
but we don't stop there.
但是我们不是因为失败，我们就不做。
We ask Him to forgive us, and we go on.
我们求他原谅我们，饶恕我们，然后我们继续前行。
He said he'll give us the bowels of mercy, which helps us to be able to be forgiven.
就说存怜悯的心，就是
to forgive others.
他说存恩慈去饶恕别人。
You know, it's when he talks about if it's really true.
这是真实的，就是说当神谈到。
Sometimes when you see things and people doing things, your heart just feels so compassionate.
有的时候你看到这个人做事情，你心里真的是，
so sorry.
你为他们很难过。
Because he has given us the bowels of mercy and compassion.
因为他给我们这种怜悯跟恩慈的心。
He said, I'll give you kindness.
然后神说我给你恩慈。
We'll start being a little kinder.
然后我们就会对别人更有恩慈，有一点。
So, you know, I found this. When I have said to God, I'm going your way.
我发现我对神说我要遵行你的道的时候。
But when I would fail.
当我失败的时候。
Oh, how my heart would bother me.
我的心里就会很。
Before, it would never have bothered.
但是以前我这样做也不会让我心里有任何。
But because of that love and affection I've given him and I failed him.
因为我爱他。
I felt that condemnation.
因为我爱他，我的心放在他身上，所以当我
跌倒
的时候，我心里就有这种，
心里就
会有这种不安。
He will do his best. And then when we ask, that's why he said, I'm in heaven making intercession for you.
这是神说我在父家里。
That when you fail, you can come and ask him to forgive you.
所以当我们失败后，神也会一直在为我们祷告。
Gives us humbleness.
然后神也是给我们这种谦虚。
God helps us to see ourselves for what we are.
求神帮助我们能看我们到底是什么样子。
Sometimes it's not a pretty picture.
有的时候我们自己那个在就是不是一个很美的图片。
And God has a way of taking this person who thinks they're pretty great.
有些人谁有办法让一个人觉得自己挺了不起挺棒的。
And humble them.
然后神可以让他们降卑。
Many ways he has.
神有很多办法。
But he'll give us that. Then he gives us meekness.
然后神给我们这种温柔。
In other words, we become more meek. We are not out there to be the all the time.
不是说我们在那外边
做老板。No, don't get me wrong.
不是我别误
会我。We have our talents, and sometimes
我们每个人的我们的才能不同，恩赐不同。
We are strong people.
有的时候你是那种很有领导能力的人。
But there's something about how God helps us that even with our strength,
就算在我们的那个力。
That's what meekness is.
就是我们的长处上面，我们可以有温柔。
Meekness is being able to show compassion. Even with our strengths,
就是说，就是我，就是我们哪怕在这方面我们很擅长，我们是我们的长项，是我们的力，我们也可以在方面来显示恩慈和慈爱，这就是那种温柔。
Now long suffering,
然后就是忍耐。
Now these are the things he says to put on.
这些东西是神要我们穿上的。
We accept whatever comes our way.
就是说，不管我们的生命中出现什么样的事情，我们都来接受。
Calmly.
然后
without complaint.
没有抱怨。
Now, when you face something sometime, feel calm.
有的时候当你面对一些事情的时候你觉得没心情没法平静。
When I was, they were suspicious that I had cancer.
当我就是怀疑就是我有那个癌症的时候我的心里面。
That isn't the best news you ever get.
反正你知道你得癌症这肯定不是什么好消息。
But I knew as they went on to examine,that there came a time they said I had it.
然后他们就在做各种检查，到了最后有结果出来，就告诉我说我是有癌症。
And I said, Lord,
我就对神说，神啊
，You're going to have to go with me.
你要跟我同行。
The calmness.
然后这个平静就，我的心里
有平静。You can ask Mrs. Shi.
你可以问师母。
This sounds tremendously foolish.
看起来好像很愚笨，好像不可能。
That was one of the best periods I've had.In a long time.
在我的得癌症期间是我很其实那段得癌症的期间是我很
you say,
很想就是很平静的
you're crazy
很好的一段时期你说你发疯了
Probably am, I'm sort of funny.
是可能我有时候有点好笑
But my mother was, I had to take care of my mother.
那我还得照顾我妈妈。
My mother was a very strong woman.
我妈妈是一个很强的、很强的、很强势的女人。
And there was pressures.
所以我跟她在一起，我是有压力的。
But when I got cancer,
但是我得了癌症呢
？I had to go take treatments for 6 weeks.
有六个星期的治疗。
5 days a week.
一个星期每天五天，然后六个星期。
God so calmed me. Christ so calmed me.
神就这样让我冷静下来。
That I didn't mind those treatments.
我就根本不在意这个要经经经历。
And it meant I had the whole morning off.
然后呢，我有每天早上我都不用工
作。I didn't have to worry about anything.
我早上反正我就专心去。
I would go shopping. It was right at the end in December.
然后我就可以去买东西。
When prices, you know, after Christmas.
然后你就知道正好是在那个圣诞节之后都是大点。
I'd go get something to eat and I'd go shopping.
然后我就去买东西，我就去吃东西。
And some days I never even thought about the cancer.
有的时候我都没想到我这个癌症有癌症。
In the human, I couldn't have done that.
你知道，要作为人，我是没法这样做的。
I know me.
我了解我自己。
I was afraid of death.
我很怕死。
When I was younger, in my oh my dear,
我年轻的时候，
I don't even talk to
我都
没敢。
我有各种各样的恐惧症。
But let me tell you.
但是让我告诉你
，God went with through that.
整个过程中，神和我同在。
Why?
为什么
？Because I wasn't going to allow it.To carry it by myself.
因为我不允许说我自己来这些。
And I was his child.
我是他的孩子。
And so I said, Lord, you
got
to go with me.
神啊，主啊，你要跟我一起同行。他确实。
He really did.
他真的是跟我同行。
Oh my mercy, my iPad notes while I was saying that.
我自己的 iPad 上边不断的自己写好了字。
Where's my
one? Oh, my, I have this one, mommy. Do you want to see me? I have your.
No, I got it.
Yeah, here. You want to see this?
他在那讲这个事情哈，真的是就是他有一次，因为他这样子进进出出在做他的电疗，不是化疗，所以他还可以去买东西。有一次呢，他妈妈就坐在他的那个，他每天都坐在他的一个椅子，可以调上调下的哈。那有呢，他就看着他走出去，他就跟他说：“妈，再见，我要去了哈。”然后他就看他走出去，然后转向我。他说他还好吗？就是你懂的意思吗？他不是担心的，是说他有点，他像是有癌症的人吗？就有点好像那种存疑说，说我女儿是怎么回事啊？就这样，所以很不正常的感觉，那不反很反常的那个，他妈那种脸，我还记得那个他的那个存疑说，他还好吗？他自己不敢问他。
Then he said, above all things, put on love and charity.
这里说
That he says that's the bond of your perfection.
在一切的事情之外，又要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全。
When you can look at a person that has really tried to hurt you, and there's something that comes up that loves them,
然后
feel sorry for them.
你看到有个人真的想伤害你，但是你里边就是为他们感到难
过。Begins to pray for them.
你为这个人祷告。
And if there's any opportunity to help them, you would.
然后如果有机会，你也去帮助他们。
That's not the flesh.
这个可不是我们血气能做到。
That's when we commit to God.
而是让我们把自己交给神。
And He's the one there to help us.
他是那在那里边帮助我们的。
Actually, what Paul says, the peace of God rules in your heart.
保罗继续说，叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
It's a peace that we can't explain.
是一种我们没有办法解释的平安。
But it's there.
但是确实在那里。
Then he goes on to say.The riches in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another. In other words, he's saying, this is how we do it.
他说就是把用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
The peace of God rules in your heart.
他说怎么样做了让
To that which also you are called in one body.
就是你们让基督的平安在你们心里做主这样的归为一体。
And be
yet
thankful.
就要纯感谢的心。
Let the words of Christ dwell in you.
就是让基督的道理存在我们
心里。Now the only way we can do that is by reading.
我们怎么样做到的，也就是要读神的话。
Studying His word.
是读神的话语，学习神的话语。
The word is what gives us power.
这是神的话语，它真能给我们力量。
The word is what enriches and matures our heart.
这个话语真的是能滋养我们，让我们能够成熟。
He dwells in you richly.In all wisdom, he said, "I'll give you wisdom."
用各样的智慧，就是神说他会给我们以各样的。
I'll help you in your teaching.
他会在我们的教导中来帮助我们。
And he said, "And admonish one another." In other words, help one another.
他说要互相劝诫，就是互相劝诫，就是你们要彼此帮助。
And reading the psalms and the hymns and spiritual songs.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌。
Singing with grace in your hearts.
说用心被。
Not looking at a dirty world that we live in.
不是看到我们这个周围这个肮脏的。
But he's given us a hope.
他给我们心里
called the blessed hope.
是一种就是一种蒙福的。
That one of these days when this old flesh is laid down, and I'm going to be very happy.
当我把我的这个肉体脱去
And we go on to be like him.
我们就会去像他。
Then we can say, praise the Lord.
然后那时候我们可以说。
That's why we'll be praising him throughout all of eternity.
就是整个永恒中我们都在赞美他。
No more bad thoughts.
不再有那种不好的想法。
No more trying to get even.
也不想说去跟别人扯。
No more lustful feelings.
也不再有这种
All these things that we have to fight now will be gone.
我们现在要征战的到那时候都会过去。
So you read this. You say, Lord,
读这些你说神啊。
Is some of them me?
你说有些就是我就是这样。
You know, he uses us without us even realizing it.
有时候我们自己都没意识到在用我们。
When we stir up trouble.
当我们那个带来麻烦的时候。
When we do these things, we're being used by Satan.
当我们带来麻烦，我们做这些事是被撒旦所利用。
Even when we stir up our children or stir up our husband or stir up the church.
有的时候我们是搅乱我们的孩子
And you think it's all right. You think I have a good reason.
你说我有个好的理由。
But you're not.
但是你不是。
You're being used by Satan.
你在被撒旦所利用。
That's what happens in your home.
这就是在家里边。
You know, there's those that feel like, I don't love him anymore.
有的人说我不再爱我的丈夫了。
They just don't understand love.
他们不了解什么是爱。
But before long, that thing grows in them.
然后，过不了多久，你心里开始有这种。
They're having lots of trouble together.
你们在一起彼此有很多的矛盾。
And before long, there's a divorce.
再没过多久，就俩人离婚了。
And it starts with the thought.
这一切都开始于你的思想。
If you put that thought away.
如果你把那个想法。
And ask God to help your marriage.
你求神帮助你的婚姻。
And then you do your best to show love and kindness and care.
尽你最大的努力来。显示爱恩慈。
But we live so much as I have my own rights. I have my rights, you know.
你有时候说我有我自己的权利，这是我的。
You don't have your rights.
你没有什么权利。
Satan care about you. He's just using you.
撒旦才不在意你的权利，他只是利用你。
But oh, when we take on Christ.
但是当我们真的是，就是靠着耶稣。
He calls it a good fight.
神说这是一个。
Paul said.I have fought a good fight.
保罗说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
And if you go over Paul's life, you can see it. But what did he say? I kept the faith.
但是他说所信的道我已经
守。And now laid up for me is a crown of righteousness.
他说现在在为我存留有公义的冠冕。
And before long, they chopped off his head.
他这样祷告完没多久，保罗就被斩头就殉道了。
Anyway, I hope this has helped you.
我希望能帮助大家。
I hope you recognize why serving Jesus can seem so hard at first.
就是刚开始好像服侍神很难。
In China, I was speaking at a business there.
我在那儿有一次我讲。
And one little girl, she said, her boss wants her to cheat, that kind of thing. She said, life was so much easier when I was a sinner.It's so hard now.
去作假，说原来那个。
But she did recognize.
现在就好难。
That she stepped in a battle with evil.
因为她现在她进入了一个跟撒旦征战的一个战场。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Press on.
继续努力。
We go to him. We say, Lord, you know me.
我们到神面前说。
Please forgive me.
神啊，求你原谅我。
Help me with this thing.
帮助用这些事来帮助我。
And you'll be surprised.
你会了解到，你会
很惊喜。As you start putting it off,
当你把这些
start killing that thing thoughts in your life,
这些
how God can give you
邪情私欲的时候，神怎么样会让我们得胜
？The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福我们。
It's a desire of my heart.
这是我心里的愿望。
That every one of us makes it.
我们其中的每个都能够得胜。
And we keep up the fight.
然后我们继续打这个美好的仗。
Father, we're asking you to bless our ladies.
神啊，我们求你祝福我们的姐妹。
We long that you'll make some very strong Christians.
我们真的是期待盼望你能够让我们成为强壮的基督徒。
Year by year,
他们每真的是
they will be strengthened from your word and from talking to you.
他们因为读你的话语，因为跟你交谈。
From listening to your word,
然后他们听你的话语，他们会得到力量。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.